Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 7th of October of the year 2020, and your guest today on the podcast, a returning favourite, is celebrity, and recent winner of an arm wrestle with an old lady at a pub, Mr. Andrew Zaltzman.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was surprisingly the highest rating show I've ever done.
And to be fair, the old lady was the queen.
Yeah, well, exactly. But, you know, you don't like to blow your own trumpet about that, particularly when, you know, having won the arm wrestle, I could blow the Queen's trumpet, her official trumpet, with which she toots herself into rooms. People, because you always see that there's lots of kind of trumpet players, bugle players, buglers, whenever the Queen turns up anywhere. But actually, she leads that herself, and really they're just toadying acolytes, mimicking the Queen, who, you know, loves her.
They're just trumpet students.
She recorded three albums with Miles Davis in the in the 1970s. They've never been released. They were very, very avant-garde, very edgy. Yeah, I mean, jazz and monarchy don't always go together that harmoniously, but it was. I mean, in many ways, they played on that, and it was, almost the Republican monarchistic tension that drove the music.
Well, you know, in monarchy, as with jazz, it's all about what you don't say, right?
Exactly, and she doesn't say a f*** of a lot. I mean, she doesn't say stuff all the time. So, but I think
and
that's
she does it off the beat.
Yeah, that's right. That's why she. That's why her and Miles got on so well.
Coming up today, you'll be bringing us all the latest in libertarian news for our top story. For all of those listeners who love someone with a private school education, saying, "Well, actually," but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the headlines today, after the news last week that at the end of the long breadline that was the Brexit deadline and Kent's temporarily experimental independence from the UK, rumours are spreading of a deal between Kent and Disney for an entertainment franchise. Kent could become Traffic Jam Land as part of the new gritty reboot World Amusement Park series Disney is launching under the tagline, "Realer Entertainment for a Worser World." So that's going to be an exciting place to take all of the family. Andy, do you know any of the details of the rides or anything?
Well, I mean, I've always thought, as someone who grew up in Kent, that Kent itself is the world's greatest fairground ride. It involves everything from getting a train to looking at ox. So, yeah, who needs a fairground ride in Kent?
Fair enough. Excuse the pun. And meanwhile, sick of being relentlessly accused of authoritarianism bordering on fascism by a biased left-wing press, Donald Trump has declared a ban on topical comedy, saying all satirical comedians must now focus on tropical comedy, cutting-edge rainforest and equatorial island jokes that can never be a metaphor for his governance on pain of him doxing you on Twitter as the personal owner of a pedophile tunnel and screaming, "Will nobody rid me of this turbulent priest?" before refusing to take responsibility for your immediate subsequent murder and insisting on giving a eulogy at your funeral where he tells your loved ones what a fan of him you were. Ouch. Republican senators are expected to duck questions on the matter, say it's probably a joke to own the libs, and laugh awkwardly around the balls in their mouth on the topic while desperately hoping he'll forget to go to their own funeral. And that's the headlines for today. Your ad section now, because how do you know how to be unless you know what you've just bought? In a world gone mad, we need some things to be there for us. It's one of the reasons so many people reach for comforting conspiracy theories, which, while they might lack anything in the way of plausibility, likelihood, connection to reality, or footnotes, definitely have the value of giving you a framework on which to hang your inchoate sense of anxiety. Before you reach for your own research, reach for half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is there. It cares as much as an inanimate object can, and it'll make you feel marginally better about the world without luring you into a doomsday cult. Half a glass of water. It's not lizard people in pedo tunnels, but it's pretty nice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, libertarian news. Andy, you're the freest man I know. What's happening in the world of libertarianism right now?
Well, it's stroppy, to be honest, the world of libertarianism. It's been a tough year for libertarians. A lot of disputes over the lockdowns, and the latest here in Britain, just announced literally 8 seconds ago by the government, is they're going to transfer to hourly national lockdowns across Britain. So depending on whether your name has an odd or even number of letters, and we're talking about forename and surname combined here, you're allowed out of your house or other COVID cocoon in odd or even numbered hours of the day. So 11 letter Alice Fraser, you would be allowed out from in the odd number hours, so from 1 p.m. to 1:59 p.m, 3 p.m. to 3:59 p.m, 14 letter Andrew Zaltzman, 2 p.m. to 2:59, 4 p.m. to 4, and so on. Of course, there are loopholes, people claiming, you know, adding hyphens to get, you know, hyphens to include their middle names, or using nicknames. You include titles, awards, etc. You know, if I starred myself Andrew Zaltzman MBE, that would make me both odd and even. I'd be allowed all the time. I don't have an MBE, but the point is I should have one at least by now. So I think, you know, I'm a libertarian, so I have the freedom to award myself that. And you've also had people changing their names on government websites every hour. Yeah, so Anne with no E suddenly becomes Anne with an E, so she can nip out to the shops when she wants to. You know, Jeff, J-E-F-F, becomes G-E-O-F-F. I mean, there's, as always, it was a very poorly thought through piece of legislation from a government of f-wits. And this has further fueled all the arguments over freedom. Now, clearly, it should be said, when we're looking at the issue of freedom and COVID, that COVID is a puzzle that every single country in the world has answered wrong, because there is no right answer. There's no satisfactory answer. There's just different degrees and varieties of wrong. Now, clearly, in Britain, we've elected to use our freedom to go for the wrongest possible answers almost all the time. And we've seen the government itself use its freedom to give itself the freedom to take away people's freedoms. And what could What could be more free than that? I mean, we had the freedom not to vote these f***ers into office last year, and we elected not to use that freedom, and instead used our freedom to, you know, put the lunatics in charge of the asylum, in the old parlance. Anyway, the freedom lovers of freedom loving Britain are not happy now that the government is allowing the hypothetical possibility of something as trivial as widespread death and mass suffering to destroy their freedom not to have to sometimes wear a mask. So it's really, you know, it's a fundamental battle of, you know, just, you know, practicality against philosophical feelings of whether or not you are in control of your own destiny. And that's a tough battle to win.
I mean, who thinks their nose is that sexy that it needs to be on display at all times, you know?
Right. I mean, that's interesting, isn't it? If it becomes a part of the body that needs to be covered up, as has happened with other parts, you know, some form of nose cleavage is going to become, people are, you know, showing a bit of nose there. You know, that's going to become a bit of a risque thing to do. I'm not judging anyone for doing it, of course. You know, see, it's your own face. Clearly, you can quibble with how the government has gone about the crisis and, you know, the issue of freedoms, what freedom it has curtailed, why they've curtailed them, the looks on their faces whilst they've been doing it. I think you can quibble with that, certainly. Also, the government's associated freedoms from the burdens of governmental scrutiny, from shame, from responsibility, from sense, their freedom from having to show they're working, their enthusiastically expressed freedom from possessing a basic reserve of entry-level organisational competence, and their freedom, of course, to absolutely everything up. But anyway, as they say, freedom is never truly appreciated until you've enjoyed the feeling of legislating it away from other people. And the upshot of this is these very angry libertarians who are angry with the lockdown, they're angry with the government, they're angry with people who are observing the lockdown and people who are accepting what the government tells them, they're angry with the concept of existence, I think. They don't seem to be angry with the virus itself, who I think they see as a freedom fighter, really expressing its right to totally destroy life and everything that's good about it. So, I mean, we're sort of in a how many wrongs make a right battle at the moment, and we don't know. We don't know the answer. And there is this split in libertarianism, Alice. You know, how do you, you know, what is libertarianism? I mean, what is liberty? Because, you know, everyone likes the idea of being free, but, you know, there's different ways. There's sort of passive libertarianism, where you believe in sort of universal freedom for everyone to live as freely as possible, achieved by social and economic structures that facilitate a functioning level of non-invasive, mutually beneficial freedoms. Or there's impositional libertarianism, which is your freedom to do whatever the you want, even if it curtails other people's freedoms, whether personally, politically, commercially, or religiously, whatever floats your boat, as long as it sinks other people's boats, so you have the freedom to enjoy nice, clear water without other boats in the way, before collapsing like an overstretched metaphor. And also, I use the word curtail in terms of curtailing freedom. The word curtail is quite broad as well, isn't it? Because curtail can be in the sense of the effect of other people's lives being somewhere between slight inconvenience and complete inescapable control and or death. So it's a sliding slide to the scale, as and always has done. So essentially what I'm saying is one person's freedom loving libertarian is another person's whinging lunatic, and that I'm not sure that's the two twains of that sentence can ever truly meet.
Unlike that incident where Mark Twain met Mark Twain from an alternate dimension in an episode of a reality television show.
Yes.
Called Now the Twain Shall Meet.
It was a cracking show. Absolutely superb show.
That's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. And there's no time for your letters to the editor today, so remember, you can send a letter to the editor with slightly less good odds of getting it read by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this leap year, and you can hear us again by opening up your podcatcher and pressing play on the fresh episode tomorrow. Do it, I dare you. The guest on the podcast today was the brilliant Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
Well, staring into an empty void of nothingness, mostly. It's got a good thing to do at the moment. But also, I'm working on a new documentary where I'm trying to forge a convincing 3rd century AD motor car so I can do a documentary on new evidence that the Romans actually developed the internal combustion engine and the car, and actually that then led to the collapse of their civilization. See if there's any parallels that can be drawn. So the documentary itself is about my efforts to make this forged 3rd century car to do a documentary about. So it's It's like a documentary within a documentary, kind of Russian-style TV.
You truly are the Thor Heyerdahl of made-up cars.
Absolutely.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. If you can't get enough of me or feel a strong desire to support me directly, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and downloads of all my specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the iron fist inside his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter, as we always say. Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.